Not just something, but everything that I need. If you have a Bible, we're looking at Luke in the 13th chapter, beginning at verse 10. Luke, the 13th chapter, beginning at verse 10. I'm going to have five verses that I'm going to look from 10 to 15. Those who are looking at there. Verse 10 begins as this. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath in Turkey. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bound together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. What a terrible God. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to water? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? When he said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed.
Should be.
And all the people rejoiced. All the glorious things that were done by him.
My God.
I just want to talk a little bit about this man named Jesus.
Amen. Come on.
This man named Jesus. We have another text confirming how a person's relationship with Jesus is set up. Many people see Jesus as a good man. Some of them do. Some of them see him as a savior. Some of them see him as a teacher. Some see him as a friend. But you and I, we see him as that and all of all that that's above that.
Yeah.
He's more than a friend. He's more than a savior. He's more than a helper. He's everything to you and me. That's who he is. And so this lady here realized him as a healer. He was to her the healer. This woman had a spirit of infirmity.
Yeah.
That's a different kind. That's a spiritual illness.
Yeah.
That's not just something that you're sick. In other words, a demon had affected her and created her in a position for 18 years where she couldn't even straighten herself up.
Well,
the devil's busy, y'all.
Oh, yes, he is.
Some people don't realize it. They think that, oh, this is just the nature of law. Some of it is Satan just attacking God's creation. That's where this lady was. She was had been under attack, and she couldn't move and bent over and no strength in her body. But the lady came to him who knows the spirit, who is the spirit. Jesus is the spirit, and he's the Father and all in one. She came to the right healer. She came to him that could deliver her and break the bands of wickedness that Satan was put upon her. She was in the right place at the right time.
Yes,
some people don't even know that he can do all those things.
Yeah.
They doubt that Jesus can heal. They still doubt. He was healing then and he's still healing now.
Still healing now.
He is all of that. I know what he's done, and I see him doing what he's doing.
Come on, sir.
God is still on the throne of healing and delivering and setting free people, whoever asks on the name of God.
All right
now. I know what he is. I tell you, I just sit and marvel sometimes.
Marvel.
We didn't know this, but my wife had corona.
Yeah.
That's what she had. We didn't. They had no name for it. They thought it was a regular bar.
Yeah.
But everything these people are going through, she went through.
Well.
And we didn't know that.
Well.
After it's over with, we saw all the everything they talked about, ECMO and all that stuff. That's what was on her.
Wow.
And look what God brought her back.
Hallelujah. Oh. Thank
our
you, Lord.
Is yeah. Our son is released from the hospital. Our son was released from the hospital in Houston, Texas. He got it. And he's coming back.
Thank you, Lord.
God can heal.
Yes.
All the people are dying out there. He could have been in that mix. But God said no. Not
thank,
now.
Thank you, Lord.
We trust God.
Uh-huh.
God is still on the throne of healing.
Yeah.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord. What would have happened if that lady had not been to church that Sunday? What would have happened if she hadn't called the church on the Sunday that Jesus was there?
She might have missed out, Reverend.
Some people don't know the blessings they missed.
She might have missed out.
Oh, you
man.
Better be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God.
Praise
the
Lord.
Yeah. She was in place and in order. See, that's one thing about God and his power of healing. You got to have things in order. You know, like I say, you know, God don't mess with no junk.
Yeah.
No, you have to do things a certain way for God to do things a certain way.
Uh-huh.
In other words, if you're doing all kinds of things contrary to God's word, he can't step in and do that because he's going against his word.
Yeah.
You got to be right for God to be right.
Yeah.
He doesn't overwhelm and just throw his blessings to nothing.
My
Lord. So that's what he requires of us. And this lady was in the right place at the right time. The old song used to say, when the blessings go up, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. I used to hear a guy used to sing that. I can't remember his name, but boy, he could tear that song up. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. This woman, Jesus, gave her a command. Woman, thou art loose. In other words, the Satan that had you bound, I loosed him from you. The same, now see, here's the thing. We think about this as something far off. But I want you to know this woman is just telling us a story about you and me and me and you.
Yeah.
The story is that you and I was in this position of bound.
Uh-huh.
All of us. Anybody who's saved was once lost in sin. And God had to come and break the band of weakness. It was us. This lady is us.
Yes.
We were all here where she is.
But
thanks be to God. Mercy and grace was our plea. God said it's going to be all right. It won't fall on my name. It's called on my name. All you got to do is call on my name.
Yes.
I'll be there in the middle of the night time. It doesn't matter when you call me. Just call on my name.
On.
I will set free,
deliver
you, and bring healing to your body.
Yes.
Just call on my name.
Yes, sir.
And this lady was knew that she had found the master. Bible says she straightened up and immediately glorified God. In other words, you need help. When God touches you, something on the inside just changes and makes you a whole new creature. You don't know what he's doing. All you know that he's done it. When he lays hands on you, he makes you feel like a brand new creature. Old things passed away. The whole thing become new. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's amazing how this ruler of the synagogue, how he responded to the healing. Instead of thanking God for a lady that had 18 years of sickness, glorifying God, he said,
You can hear her on another day. Why you gonna do it on a Saturday? This man is really out to lunch, isn't he? That's a whole lot of folk. In other words, somebody's gonna complain about your healing. Somebody's gonna complain about your resurrection from the life that you used to live. Somebody's gonna say it ain't real. Somebody's gonna call damnation upon you. Somebody's gonna say you ain't real. It ain't real. They don't know you. They don't know what God has done for you.
Yes.
They don't know how God has blessed you. How he brought you up from the muck and the mire. They don't understand that.
Yes.
Their hearts are hard hearts.
Hard hearts.
But I tell you, I know what he done for me. The songwriter said, I was seeking
deep sin.
Far from the distant shore.
Come on.
Very deeply staying within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. Lord, lifted me down, saved am I. I can't help myself. He brought me from the muck and the mire. Set me on a solid rock. I can't do nothing but get in the pain. He's worthy! He's worthy! Don't you know him as a friend? I'm glad we know him as a friend.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
He's worthy.
Thank you, Lord, for blessing us.
Yes, Lord.
For strengthening us.
Yes.
For putting us in a position.
Yes, sir.
To be able to praise your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Just like you did this lady, God, you blessed us. And amen. God, Jesus goes on to explain to the man. Wait a minute, you'll take a mule out to get water. You'll take an animal to get water. But you ain't bring healing in on sight. What's wrong with you? And tell yourself the leader. My, that tells you he wasn't even called man.
Come on.
Heart full of stone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, this is where the world is today.
Oh, yeah.
And they will find a fault with anything that looks like God.
Yeah.
That's why we have this church and state thing. Because people don't believe God.
They don't believe.
Yeah. That's the problem with our world. If we believe God, we're going to be in the mess we're in. Mm. We're in the mess because of hard-heartedness.
Come on.
We're like Israel was back in the day. They didn't believe God. And so God turned them over to a reprobate mind. Let them go their way. That's what he's done to the nations that we're in. He blessed us, but look where we're at.
Yeah.
There's no way we should be in the predicament we're in.
That's right.
Because of hard-hearted
and wicked.
I'm not just blaming Donald Trump, but the whole predicament of our leadership is outside of God.
Yes.
Speak it, Reverend.
That's our problem.
That's right.
So I pray God that he has a few that have not been bowed their knees to bear.
Uh-huh.
A few of us who said, for God I live, and for God I die. He is the author and finisher of my faith. That all things are to him, glory goes to him. For what he has done for my life. How he made a way out of nowhere. How he blessed us with strength upon strength. And kept us safe through the environment we're in. Look at that stuff going on. And look what he's done.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What a good God we serve.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a good God we serve.
Yes,
mighty God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad that God allows us to know him as a friend,
yes.
As a savior,
yes.
As a healer,
yes.
As a deliverer,
yes.
And all that more than we need to be. I'm so glad. That's who he is.
Amen.
I'm saying thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Let's give God a hand, praise God.